God's plan is bigger than any storm you could face. Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland shares how you can be delivered from any bondage and get on God's perfect plan for your life.
Now then, let's go back to where we were in Proverbs 4. Let's start with 23. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Out of it, the Hebrew text reads like this: protect your spirit man with all diligence at all cost, for out of it flow the forces of life. See, the force of faith comes out of there. The force of wisdom comes out of there. The force of righteousness comes out of this spirit, man. We're inside out people. The blessing of the Lord comes out here. It doesn't come down on you. It comes out on you. Amen?
Amen.
When you got born again, the seed of greatness was imparted into your spirit, man. The very greatness of Jesus himself. The blessing is in there. And the more you activate it, the more you're looking for a place to bless, the more you are walking in the blessing, the bigger it gets. Now, you remember what had Satan so ticked off at Job? Man, he was hacked over this. He came to God and he said, he got a wall around him. You've blessed him and all he has. He's mad about it. You put a wall around him. The blessing wall. Ha ha ha. The blessing wall. It's in us. We are fruitful. We multiply. We replenish the earth. The power of God is in this, inside every born again believer to protect this planet, to replenish this planet as the thing grows old. That's the reason men get so upset over it. Oh, man, global warming, global cooling, I don't care what all. I mean, they get so upset about it, they can't save it. And the atmosphere and the planet is not cooperating with him. Why? Well, the scripture said it's moaning and groaning. Crying out. For what? Huh? Manifestation of the sons of God. Why? Why is the planet crying out for that? Because the fix is inside the blessing. The blessing replenishes the earth. And when the body of Christ rises up, the planet lives. But when sin grows and grows, it'll come to a place, particularly in places where sin is concentrated. It breaks things. Storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. They didn't come out of God. And God doesn't bring those things on people. That stuff comes out of the curse. We're going to see something about that here in just a minute. Now, but the power is inside you to stop it. All right. You protect your spirit at all costs, for out of your spirit come the forces of life. Now, here's what you do to protect your spirit. Put away from you a disobedient mouth. Now, that covers the whole spectrum of not allowing corrupt communication coming out of your mouth. And the word says, I have placed before you life and death, blessing, cursing, therefore you choose life. You can't choose life and choose words that are connected to the curse. You can't talk death and choose life. You have to choose life words to choose life. And that's a decision. You make that decision. You stand on it, walk on it. You go to the book to get the words of life.
Put away from you a disobedient mouth, perverse lips. Put far from you. Let your eyes look right on. Let your eyelids look straight before you. Don't get your eyes. See, he just got through telling us, attend to the word. Keep them in front of our eyes. So don't get your eyes off of the word. Ponder the path. Ponder the path. Think about the path, the calling path. Think about the calling. Well, I don't know what my calling is. Then don't do nothing else till you find out. God doesn't have it hidden from you. He's got it hidden for you to keep the devil out of your hair. But take some time. Go before him. Say, sir, your will be done. I believe I receive your perfect will for my life, the perfect path, my glory path in the name of Jesus. I receive it today, and I say, your will be done. Now, as far as he's concerned, you're there now. This is just a matter of time. And he will begin to bless you like you were already over there and in the middle of it. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Amen?
Amen.
No, you don't have to wait till you get there and then say, okay, I'm here. You can bless me now. Because you do it that way, you never know when you get there. How are you going to know when you get there if you don't know where you're going? So what do? You take it by faith now.
Yes.
Your will be done, sir. I am yours to command. John 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. I will love him. My Father will love him. And I will manifest myself to him. Amen. The whole key here, folks, is faith in God.
Amen.
Faith in God. We're getting there. Oh, we're awfully close. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Now, turn not to the right hand or to the left. Jesus said, the way is narrow. Not many find it. But broad is the way to destruction. Let's go to the book of Acts. Chapter 27. Acts chapter 27, verse 9. Now when much time was spent, when sailing was now dangerous because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said to them, sirs, I perceive this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only by the lading of the ship, not only of the lading of the ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master or the captain and the owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul. Now, let me stop there just a second. People do that all the time. Your pastor can tell you something on the Word of God, and you think, well, yeah, but now you see, he don't understand my situation. What happens? You start considering all the alternatives, and we've been taught by the world that that's wisdom to consider all the alternatives. No. You consider the Word.
Amen.
Abraham considered not his own body now dead, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. But what did he consider? Only what God had promised and was completely persuaded he was able to do it.
Amen.
All right. They listened to the captain and the owner. Because the haven was not commodious to winter in. What?
Because you didn't like the hotels? Because the haven was not commodious to winter in? The more part advised. You get to listening to the more part. You get to listening to the crowd. All the sailors and the captain and the owner didn't want to stay there because they didn't like the accommodations. The girls are all down there at that other place. I'm paying attention to this preacher. Not commodious to winter in, the more part advised to depart there also, if by any means they might attain Phoenicia, where the winter, which was a haven of Crete, and lieth toward the south, west, and northwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing they had obtained their purpose, loosed there and sailed close by Crete. But not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Arachlodon. They were naming hurricanes back there then. Now, they still use these same definitions today. There is a breeze, there is a gale, then there is a tempest. A tempest is a hurricane. So now we know what's going on here, right? When the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clodia, we had much work to come by the boat. And when they had taken up, they used helps undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into the quicksands, strake sail, and were so driven. We being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, or exceedingly tossed inside that tempest. Now, let me tell you what's going on here so you get a proper imaging of it as we read this. That little ship was caught inside that hurricane. So the ship is going around and around. But it's traveling across the ocean with the hurricane. Now, they've never seen a satellite picture of a hurricane like you have. They don't know what this thing looks like. They don't have a clue what's happening. They don't know what's happening. They're just going around and around and around. Well, being caught in this thing, inside it, for days and days and days and days and days means that it looked like the sun never did come up. Because they're locked inside all this weather. All right, now notice what he said. We being exceedingly tossed, the next day they lightened the ship. The third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. When neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. He included himself in this. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, "Sirs, you should have hearkened to me and not loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. Now I exhort you to be of good cheer." What? "For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, saying, 'Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God has given you all them that sail with you.'" Now, wait a minute. Hold that, because we've got to come right back up to the 23rd chapter, the 11th verse.
And the night following, the Lord stood by Paul and said, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for as you have testified of me in Jerusalem, so must you bear witness also in Rome." What is that? I'm looking for one word. Plan. Path. He already had been given the plan. He's going to Rome. An angel then, go back now to 27. An angel said to me, "Fear not, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar, and God has given you all them that sail with you. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God. It shall be even as it was told me." Hallelujah. What happened here? What just took place? Here's a man that all hope was lost from being saved in this storm that they're caught up in this thing. 2 weeks they've spent inside this thing without seeing daylight. And that angel said, "Cheer up. We're throwing up." And he says, "Cheer up." Then the apostle comes out and said, "Cheer up, boys." Now, what do you know? What? Cheer up. Cheer up. What has happened to this apostle? The plan got bigger than the storm. That was God's plan. All the devils of hell can't overcome God's plan. When one man will stand and believe God and confess that plan, if you know the plan, then you know what to say. So quit trying to live your life on your own plan. Go find out from God what I'm supposed to be, where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be, and how I'm supposed to be. Thy plan be done.
I grew up in the inner city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and some of the most obscure, violent, and poverty-stricken conditions. I grew up without both of my parents, my mother and my father. They were not around. They were actually both criminals and convicted felons. And they spent a lot of time in prison, a lot of time on the streets. So I became all of the things that I saw. I became a criminal, and I became a serious criminal.
Nashawn Walker was incarcerated for crimes that he committed with his father. By the age of 19, Nashawn was a convicted felon, facing charges that carried a maximum mandatory sentence of 85 years.
As soon as I walk in the cell, there was a gentleman on the bottom bunk, and then there was another gentleman sitting at the desk. They both were reading Bibles. And then I came and I said, "Wow, you guys have Bibles?" And the guy said, "Yeah, you want one? Here." So from that point on, I began to read my Bible. My cellmate, he led me to the Lord. So for 18 months, I never came out of my cell, really. I did here and there, but I just devoured the Bible, praying, just reading the Bible back and forth.
As a new Christian, Nashawn devoted himself to the Word of God, and his life transformed. With the assistance of the Holy Spirit, he learned to read and started a Bible study in prison. When his father assumed responsibility for the crimes they committed, Nashawn was miraculously released after serving 18 months in a cell. He was just 21 years old when he returned to the streets of Philadelphia.
When I actually joined a church, and I was introduced to Kenneth Copeland Ministries at that point, and my life took off. I ended up graduating from the technical school 6 months after I was released from prison. So we went through the admission process, and they accepted me in college. And 70% of all of my schooling was paid for. And this happened in less than a year from me being released from prison. I was in my dorm room, and I was worshiping God, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, I want you to go get your mom. I went back to Philadelphia. I got my mom, took her out, brought her back to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The church was there helping me out. We put her in a women's mission. 10 years later, she's been clean. She got saved. Praise God. She went to college. She graduated with honors. And now she is one of the head counselors in the same program that she started in. And she's a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Nashawn is standing for his entire family to know the Lord. After serving time for 12 years, his father was released and restored to his son. Within just 3.5 years, this young man defied all limits by attending and graduating from a prestigious university, earning a second degree in business administration that transitioned into a very successful career.
So the first thing, he has stability in his life. He has a beautiful wife. They have a great relationship, great children, and a great family. He's consistently lived the word of God. He's a great leader in the community. And go talk to the inmates. And when he goes there and open his mouth, the inmates just open their hearts completely because they can see what God can do.
Nashawn continues his corporate career and teaches business classes at a local college. Ordained into ministry by his mentor, Nashawn was called to pastor a church and to establish his own ministry.
I am a faith man as a result of listening to and being a part of the anointing that's on Kenneth Copeland's life and on Gloria Copeland's life as well. Transformation after transformation after transformation. Just, I'm a product of their ministry. Period.
We face some challenges, as anybody does in life. But one thing we do know, that God always causes us to triumph through Christ Jesus. And we need to know that. We need to hear that on a continuing basis. And for the past 25 years, we've heard that on a continuing basis through the partnership of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. And we can say that we need to hear that continually. You know, faith comes by hearing the word, not having heard the word. So it's hearing the word over and over and over again. And, you know, when you come into the combat zone, that's when you know in whom you believe. And that's when you draw on what's already been deposited. And we are, as far as John and Denise Owen and our household, partnership with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, that's our life.
Leave no room or foothold for the devil. There have been people who have received their healing and have fallen back into their old thinking patterns of sickness. They gave the devil an opening. You can stand successfully against the devil's strategies. You're going to have to make 3 quality decisions. Make the Word of God the final authority. Live your life by faith in what God has said. Live by the love of God. Don't try to make one of these decisions without the others. You need to make all 3 of them. Decide today to give the devil no place.
Father, I thank you and I pray for all in the sound of my voice. Show yourself alive, sir. Reveal to them your compassion for them, for me, for everybody, and the goodness of the love of God. Amen. Oh, such a blessing. Now then, Friday is always offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And I want to thank God for my partners. Glory to God. You're just big in glory in my life. And we're celebrating our 35 years of the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And and our partners and all the way you've blessed us and stood with us over the years is an amazing and wonderful thing. Let him that's taught in the Word Respond unto him that teaches in all good things. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. He that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap Zoe, life, the very life of God, life everlasting. This is the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that makes us free from the law of sin and death. This, oh, glory to God. You can see, man, I'll tell you, this is God has a plan, and it's bigger than any storm. And it's for you, and it's for me. Father, I pray for this radio and television audience. I'm asking you to reveal to them their part of the financial part of this ministry and this television ministry. And I give you praise. And by faith, I release the anointing of increase. This anointing right here in these scriptures, I release that in Jesus' name. My, my, my. Thank you, Lord. There is a move right now in the Spirit. I don't care what has your life messed up. It's not too big for God. And God is more than willing to set you completely free right now. I love you. God loves you. And Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
But a disciple is a disciple 7 days a week. A disciple is one that the words of God change your course of action, change your course of life. His words in your mouth change your circumstances.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. Living Victory Las Vegas Faith Encounter, Henderson, Nevada, May 30th through 31st with Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher. The 2014 Peru Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Lima, Peru, June 6th through the 7th at the Eduardo Diwos Coliseum. The 2014 Southwest Believers Convention, June 30th through July 5th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. The 2014 Venezuela Victory Campaign. Kenneth Copeland will be in Maracaibo, Venezuela, September 5th through the 6th. Join Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher for the Living Victory New York Faith Encounter, September 12th through 13th in New York, New York.